Beautiful. We have to amuse ourselves.
Well, that's good.
Then we can help. So how are we tonight?
We are functioning adequately within specified parameters. Don't know about the channel, though.
I had a little bit of a cough.
Yes. Okay, we're going to discuss manifestation.
Yes, tonight is manifestation on the schedule.
And we are also going to add coercion. Yes. Due to the fact that you are cramming at the moment, not for an exam though, but cramming as much knowledge as possible into the limited space of time, due to the fact that you are neglecting your studies due to this period of jollification.
Yeah, well, it's when we get our worst work areas.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, agreed. Time for cramp.
Yes, to make up for the 2 days you have neglected, plus the upcoming day that you're going to neglect.
Yes, why are we neglecting?
Well, we feel that you might want to relax and kick back on that time.
Okay.
As this seems to be your custom, to celebrate the start of something, or the end of something.
Friday. New Year's Day?
Mm-hmm. Presumably that is what it is. Okay, down to business. Which one do you wish to start with first, coercion or manifestation?
So, coercion.
Okay, I'll try to wing this one.
Would you want to switch over to manifestation first?
Let's get this one out of the way as Corton is busy elsewhere.
Oh, okay. Right.
Okay.
Coercion.
Okay. Let us proceed with due haste.
Okay. Now, to start with, looking at trying to experiment at my theater using coercion to assist in the sales of our junk foods for our incoming customers as I sell tickets at the door.
Yes.
Due to the fact that I'm being pressured to push up what's called a CP, or cost per person. And
how would you use your coercion?
With a combination of eye contact, voice, and energy.
Correct. What do you wish to know?
Okay. Specifically, is there like a set phrase I could possibly use that would key myself into it?
Each phrase is tailored for the individual. For you, something along the lines of, let's sell.
Right.
So that you get yourself in the frame of mind, that you get the energy channeled into that mode of transactions.
Excellent.
So, sell now. Let's sell.
Right. Now then, using coercion then with the customers, okay, I would establish eye contact as I sell them the tickets, which is natural. I do that with everyone. And then some of the things I would say would be, for example, on the last show, the snack bar closes in 15 minutes after the last show starts, which is a typical thing I usually say to warn people about that upcoming event. During that, I thought that would be an ideal time to use coercion. Due to the fact that it's a set phrase designed for coercion.
Yes.
Just without using coercion.
You could say something along the lines of, you close the junk food line 15 minutes after the start of the show. Is there anything in particular that interests you that you would like? Backing it up with an expression, maybe a mental energy channel that would be saying, bye, 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 bye.
Right.
Bye-bye. Sorry.
That's all right.
We could not resist.
I don't blame you. I couldn't think either. All right, so when I'm mentally sending this...
Yes.
You'd be keeping it simple with this...
Just the one word repeated over and over again.
I see. Okay. And then for the shows before that, I'll try to think of something that would hook up, let's
yes.
say, with a similar...
Something short and to the point, like, what is that snack that you sell?
Popcorn?
Yes. Nice popcorn. Nice popcorn. In a perpetual loop type thing. So constantly, nice popcorn, but maintaining all the time that eye contact.
Sounds almost subliminal without the words being spoken out loud. Okay. So establishing a link, this would be successful with some people more than others, I guess.
Yes. Some people that have a much stronger self-control are more difficult to coerce. They have to take more time.
Would latency have anything to do with it, or operative?
Yes and no. Latency, doubtful, operancy, definitely yes. The more operative somebody is, the harder it is to coerce them.
Oh, really?
I believe we have spoken about that in the past. It is depending on whether or not they are aware that they are operant.
Right.
Yes.
If they're not aware that they're operant, can they be coerced?
Yes, they can, because they do not use their potential.
Now, would that be a way of finding operants out of who comes to the theater type thing?
Yes and no. As we said, that this is not only operancy or latency, but also somebody that is very strong-willed, somebody that is very determined, is difficult to coerce also.
Someone weak-willed.
Yes, weak-willed, then it is easy to coerce them, or somebody that is distracted, it is easy to coerce them. You might want to find a beautiful young lady to stand and sell junk food.
Well, I'm stuck with my ugly guys.
I'm sure they would appreciate that comment.
Well, it's all in, affection,
amusement, and entertainment for yourself.
Correct. I did use coercion the other night on the owner of the theater company. That was kind of fun.
And you succeeded?
Yes.
But of course.
I wish them to leave quickly. Or the coercion extended that way, and they did.
Oh, that is good.
He's pretty weak-willed, anyway.
Easy to coerce.
Very easy to
coerce. Okay, let's proceed with the next question.
Okay, once the link has been established,
yes,
and the word has been repeated over and over, let's say that they start looking toward the snack bar,
yes,
and you've lost eye contact. Okay, is there anything further to do, or just let fate take its?
When they turn to you to make their decision, re-establish that eye contact as they will do so. When somebody decides that they will buy something, they, as a rule, will turn and face you to speak to you. Then is your chance to re-establish the eye contact and say, buy, buy, buy.
Mm. And when we're trying to sell more stuff after they've bought something, then it'd be a good time to use it.
Yes.
For example, would you care for some popcorn with that drink?
Certainly. Or would you care for a drink with your popcorn?
Right.
Or would you care for some other forms of junk food?
Now, would this be called conscious coercion then?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you're deliberately coercing them into doing something.
Right. They wouldn't normally do possible.
Correct.
Okay. And this is easily verifiable by the fact that my cost per person would go up if I found success with this.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Okay. Next question, please. We are rushing things due to the fact that we do have to attend the debriefing.
Oh, all right. Now, with coercion, there's the mental link. Is there a chance of mentally becoming bonded or somehow with these people? Is there a problem with that?
The chances are it is more likely to be the opposite way around.
Okay. Now then, how can I establish this bond without becoming too attached, or them becoming too attached?
Them becoming too attached is maybe desirable because it will keep them coming back to you. And maybe buying more stuff. The chances of you becoming emotionally attached to them is up to you.
That's all pretty good.
Yes. Or intelligent or whatever.
Right. That's it for questions.
Okay, manifestation, please.
Manifestation. All right. Manifestation now. I'm finding that there's a lot more energy needed to break down my self-doubt.
Mm-hmm. Why is this?
Mostly due to the fact that I'm fighting myself constantly.
Mm-hmm. You cannot believe that you do things.
Right.
So therefore it negates the actual end result that you are trying to achieve.
Right. Currently the only thing I'm having really success on lately has been the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Working with that...
Your little friend.
My little friend, right.
How is your little friend? Happy and contented?
Whoa, I went to field day tonight. But with that...
Explain this expression, please. A field day.
Oh, a field day. I'm not sure where the expression came from, but it seems to express the fact that everything is coming to you in great amounts. Field day, I suppose, is some kind of celebration.
Presumably.
Yeah, but not even I know some of the expressions I use sometimes or the original stuff. Now, how can I take the successes I'm using with the fire and apply them to, say, using with the pen?
It is best to work on one thing at once. Excuse me.
That's all right.
We will talk to the channeler about this.
Okay.
It is best to concentrate on one thing at a time. Your penny trick has always been more for amusement of myself and others. But manifestation of fire controlling divas is more easy, more malleable and flexible. For example, you take a spark of fire by creating more heat around it, you can get it to enlarge and eventually burst into flames.
Right.
You're not creating something from nothing. You have things to work with. that are tangible and easy to work with.
Right. Which is a great start.
Yes.
But is that true manifestation?
Yes, it is, because you are needing and pulling and agitating all the molecule.
Key.
Yes.
Needing.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need the pen. I need heat.
Yes.
Therefore, I have incentive in my manifestation. I feel it. So there's an incentive program putting forth for a manifestation practice. So what I need to find is another project besides fire,
mm-hmm.
where I have something I need.
Yes. Desire does aid greatly.
Yeah, because Penny, I don't have, there were correct incentives to make it work like I work with fire.
Correct.
It's a totally different thing, so I don't have successes I do with fire.
Yes, it is the desire. But we shall keep on that you with your Penny.
Okay.
When you can manifest a Penny, then you can manifest what you wish.
Right.
When it stays substantial for long periods of time, then you can create whatever you wish. The penny is the start of advanced manifestation.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
Okay, in the meantime, if I need.
Correct. But the need that we were using is spelled differently. Such as needing bread.
Oh. Well, I get it, but it was a good keyword, though.
Yes, it is a keyword that is useful, but we did not foresee. Okay, next question, please.
Okay. Once I have established my need mm-hmm. and have the correct incentive, can I go about using that in the same way as I use for fire?
Yes.
In other words, currently what I'm doing is I'm creating a negative feedback loop, but in a shortened sense, because I'm sending it through my right arm.
Yes.
To send out the heat necessary for fire.
Correct.
At that point, the energy from the front palm of my hand becomes quite hot.
Yes.
Which tells me that it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, with the new manifestation of another different need, I can use the same energy flow.
Yes.
To create what I need.
Correct.
So what I need is
the desire.
Right. The desire. I need the focus.
Yes.
Okay. Like what?
What do you wish for next? You have the startings of manifestation of fire. What do you need next?
Healing.
Okay. Healing is a slightly different field.
Right, but is that same as manifestation?
No, it isn't. Manifestation and healing, they are close, but manifestation is creating something. Healing is repairing something. Healing suggests repairing oneself or somebody else.
Right. But it's not a true manifestation.
No.
Okay. So I need to find something else besides healing and besides fire.
Correct.
Okay.
Right. Money, that is a frivolous exercise.
Right, I don't want to work with money because that's wrong direction. I want to challenge it.
And besides, you do get afraid of money.
Right. I mean, if I was successful, it would just mess me up in the first place.
Okay, this would be a test of your resourcefulness not to be overcome by it.
True. Means that later on I could practice with that. But in the meantime, so healing's out, money's out.
Healing is not out, it is a different line of work.
Right. For my purposes.
Yes. You might try self-healing on that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll let you think about that and we will proceed with the next question.
Okay. Now, am I drawing the energy from my negative feedback loop from myself?
Yes, it comes from you.
Okay. Now, is there a chance of burnout from using this too much for my cramming sessions here when the practice is done?
Yes, there is a chance. However, the rewards are greater than the risk.
Okay.
So it is your choice. Do you wish to take the risk of burnout? Or do you wish to not take the risk?
I don't want to take the risk. Okay. Now, how far apart are coercion and manifestation?
The different lines of work, different capabilities.
Okay, so they'd be farther away than, say, manifestation and healing.
Correct. Coercion is controlling somebody else. Manifestation is creating something, and healing is repairing something.
Okay. Questions. Alright. Now, with manifestation, and looking for this item that I'm looking for to work with, keep it simple?
Yes. If you start off simple, you can build onto it. It is like how you build a house, but with one block.
Right.
Yes, one block at a time. One piece of wood at a time.
Okay. Now, what about setting up within my shield, or practicing with changing the color of the inside shield for the purposes of healing. What about bringing that color into more physical form surrounding me?
So that you have a bluey, greeny hue around you.
Correct.
You could try that.
I say I've accomplished two things. Number one, the healing, and number two, the manifestation. It would be almost like a cloud.
Yes.
I suppose. Okay. Alright. Now, let's take that for example.
Okay.
Okay. Just as a, you know, it might not be the one I choose, but for now, that's a good one to start with. Now, in using, let's say, forming the cloud, the principle I would use then would be to begin my negative feedback as before. Send the energy in to where it is only surrounded by my first shield and no farther.
You don't keep it within your shield.
No.
If you're manifesting fire, you don't.
Oh, well, it's just about
okay.
Okay. So, could I then send the color that I need through my right hand?
You could try.
Okay. I feel things being kind of weird walking around with a blue cloud around.
Some people walk around with blue clouds around them, produced by habits of burning nicotine.
What about, as a sideline, instead of working with something like, say, the blue cloud, what about with candles? Now that I think about it, I'm working with fire. This is a smaller extension of fire.
Yes.
And it would be more noticeable on an individual level.
The increase and decrease in the size of the flames.
Correct. Okay. A candle right here in front of me.
You have two handy, I believe.
Right.
You have one in front of you.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll practice this flame here and lower it.
Okay.
Okay. Know some difference.
How about the one on the other side? Is that increased in height?
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay. Using the fire here, the candle, it seems like I'm using coercion almost on myself to make the manifestation come about.
You cannot use self-coercion. How can you coerce yourself?
I do it every day.
No, it is not coercion, it is persuasion. You are persuading yourself to do something. You cannot coerce yourself.
Okay, I understand. So in other words, all it is knowing what needs to be done. In doing so.
Correct.
Okay.
As my colleague likes to say, do or do not.
Correct.
Okay, next question, please.
Okay. What is the energy that's being used here? Is this just regular molecules that are being manipulated?
Yes, you manipulate molecules to form or to act upon, or to do whatever you wish. You could say that you coerce molecules, which is inaccurate. You do not coerce molecules. But that is basically what's happening.
Right. You manipulate them.
Yes. And how is your candle?
It's dying.
It's a few seconds. Or not, as the case may be.
Okay. Now, this is a simple question. I should know the answer to. What exactly is a molecule? It's atoms, isn't it?
Correct.
Is it a grouping of atoms?
Yes.
Okay. And so, how do I get down to the very atomic level to work?
You don't. You work with groups of molecules.
Oh. For example, I couldn't get into, like, splitting atoms, whereby...
Goodness gracious, no.
Kind of explosive.
Yes. You would not need a fire extinguisher. Maybe a lead container.
Boy, that's for sure. Okay, so leave the molecules alone.
Yes, don't try to split them. Don't try to break them down into atoms and then split the atoms.
Right.
Otherwise you'll have us to deal with very angrily as well.
I wouldn't blame you. No. Are molecules all the same?
No.
Okay, so they're different molecules.
Yes.
All right, well, let's take the ones I'm working with here for fire. Okay. Would those molecules inside next to the fire be different from the ones on the outside of the glass?
No. The reason why we said that not all molecules are the same is because on a cosmic scale, there are different ones in different parts of your galaxy. And one type tends to stick with the other type.
Okay. Now then, we're speaking of molecules on a cosmic scale. What would differentiate the different molecules?
The different molecules of different parts of the galaxy are built up of slightly different structures. The way that they clump together to form things. Such as dark matter, light, planets.
Right, so, but on our scale here, molecules are pretty much all the same.
Yes.
So it's just becoming familiar with those ones that I'm working with.
Correct.
Would it be like becoming like friendly with molecules, let's say? Getting to know them.
Yes, that might be the way to proceed. Get to know your local friendly neighborhood molecule.
Yeah, kind of like throw a party for him or something.
Yes, maybe.
Okay. It's actually, that's not a bad analogy if you think about it. Due to the fact that you're working with a group of molecules.
Correct.
So therefore, to use manifestation, that group of molecules should become very familiar to you.
Correct. But molecules do decay over several billion years.
Okay.
So do not pick on a molecule that is extremely ancient.
Have a heart attack?
That might decay whilst you're working with it.
Skew the results.
Slightly.
How would you know which ones are ancient?
You cannot tell. As a rule, most of them, in an analogy, are middle age. I believe you're scientists, so interested in watching decaying molecules.
The older ones?
Yes.
Can you feel molecules?
Sorry?
Can you feel them as a physical presence, such as in wind?
Your senses take them for granted because they're around you all the time. You yourself are made up out of molecules.
Correct. Tightly packed.
Correct.
So with manifestation, what you're doing is packing the molecules.
Correct.
Into very tight groupings.
Correct.
Okay. Now, say for example with Penny, where you're packing it extremely tight.
Yes.
They're still moving, but they're moving at a slower rate.
Correct.
Okay, so in other words, you're packing and slowing.
Yes. Molecules do get stationary when they are packed quite densely. They vibrate slightly, but they do not move around. The way molecules work are in a solid form. They are packed tightly. In a liquid form, they flow around randomly in a nice, slow, sedate manner. In a gas form, they whiz around at accelerated speeds. If you were to be able to see molecules in your air, they would be racing around extremely rapidly. If you were to look into some of the fluids that you have around, you'd see them moving rather sedately, occasionally breaking to the surface and then shooting off. Or if you were to visualize wood, it would be a lot denser. They would not be whizzing around. It would be pretty stationary, vibrating slightly.
Okay. Now, for my purposes, would it be easier to use a liquid substance to manifest within?
You could try. Anything that you try with is beneficial because you're practicing. We feel that you sometimes neglect your practicing.
True. Well, there's a lot I'm working on right now. And keeping all the fields going at the same time, at the same rate.
We might suggest that you narrow your fields down to avoid burnouts. And also give yourself time to relax.
Okay. Alright, so we'll work with just manifestation, coercion, and foresight.
Correct.
Okay. Good enough.
Okay, do you have any more questions for us as time is short? Okay. Have a good evening.
Okay.
And I'll be back.
Thank you all.